Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, working with local farmers, ranchers, and producers to supply fresh organic foods all summer long, with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
So, Nancy, you went on a cruise. What I want to know is, do we have any pictures of you wearing that leopard skin one piece with the rhinestone encrusted sunglasses and the clear plastic mules with the live tropical fish?
No, Stein, but if I were taking photographs, being on a cruise was like being in a Diane Arbus photo essay.
It's exactly
really.
The way I have imagined them.
Every night at 8:15, we sat down at a lovely long table in the fancy dining room where the guys across from us were wearing bachelor party hats, and everybody was taking their towels and going, hey, 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 in the middle of a formal dining room while you're ordering as much as you like. But so have you ever, you've never been on one?
Never. Had you ever been on one before?
I always swore I'd never go on a cruise, even though people talk a lot about, you know, how wonderful the food is and, you know, it's great you can get off places. But I was invited to join some friends for a bachelorette party, 12 women from ages 16 to 60, and I couldn't say no. It was an old friend, her daughter's getting married. It was a true kick in the pants. And I'm sure you want to know, what did I eat, right?
Yes, and how much of it?
I think I ate the least amount of anybody who was on that boat, because people were lined up at the buffets. There were, of course, buffets. I never made it to the midnight buffet that's supposed to be so fabulous, because the first buffet I tasted was so disappointing to me. The thing about cruises that I learned, however, is you need to hit all the different types of foodstuffs to figure out what's good for you. My favorite part, breakfast. And I'm not a breakfast eater. They made omelets for me, just to order. There were some average baked goods, halfway decent coffee. And mostly I was there for the sun and the drinks. There were gin and tonics. The best food I had on the cruise was, of course, off the cruise. We spent one day in Ensenada. I got out. I was bombarded by folks trying to sell me things, but all I was interested in was a street taco.
Now, how would you compare the street food in Ensenada to the fancy pants chow on board the cruise boat?
Oh, I would say I'd give it a 10.
You like the street food better?
I love the street food. And I've looked and found a gentleman with a grill and a comal, and there was some meat on it. It was chopped up. And there were all these wonderful salsas. And I also had some wonderful fresh fruit. You know, this was a tourist town. Let's face it. I did not go into Husang's Cantina and drink a margarita and sing tequila. And they were giving out tastes of tequila in a shop, which you got to love. Free taste of tequila. Can you imagine them doing that here in Washington State?
So would you say, oh, Stein, you should go on a cruise?
You know what, Stein? You would have loved it, because they had casino gambling. You could have played cards.
I kind of have to go on a cruise to do that. I can do that right here in Washington. Well, here's the big news for me, Nance. I harvested the garlic.
And?
Well, I lost about 2/3 of the crop due to some weird garlic rot from space, or more likely, it just got too wet in the ground this last spring. But I did get a good 18, 20 plants out of it, and they're hanging up and drying, and I'm going to put a picture of that right up on the Food for Thought website.
Stein, you know what? Forget putting it up there. I think you should put it straight in your car and drive what's left of that garlic to my house.
Thanks for the tales of the cruise, Nance. And actually, I am going on a cruise. It'll be August 12th, the KPLU Sunday Brunch Jazz Cruise. The food there's real good. So's the music. Pearl Janga will be on board. It's only 2.5 hours, and it's a great time, and hope you can join me. You can see all the pictures from Nancy and the shots of my garlic at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought and then the calendar for the cruise reservations. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick the Cruiser Stein.